All right, let's get started. Candidates, please introduce yourself and explain why you chose to run for Assembly. And we'll start with the incumbent, Tim Cochran.
Thank you, Emily. I feel a little bit of an obligation to give back to the town I grew up in, and the fact that I like to know what's going on and care about the future of the Skagway is near and dear. I have served two terms, and I've been asked to serve again by many. I left it up to my wife this time. She said that I needed to, so here I am.
All right, let's go to David.
Yeah, my name's David Brenna, lifetime resident of Skagway, more or less. I'm running primarily because I think I can help find a way forward on the waterfront related issues that would include the cleanup, the construction of the floating dock, and then in a more long-term sense, just what it is we should do with the waterfront. Should it be leased? Should it be owned by the city and managed with the Port Authority or something along those lines? And I bring, I think, some expertise to this in that I've been a valuation consultant for 30 years, and I have consulting experience on the Icy Strait point for Huna-Totum. And so I've done negotiations along this line, and I know how to value the waterfront. And in the 8 years that the Assembly's been working on this issue, we still don't have an accurate market value assessment of what should be being paid down there. So I think I can help move that process forward.
Thank you. Orion?
Hello, my name's Orion Hansen. I've served for planning and zoning for 3 years, and I've been the chairman for two, and I have attended dozens and dozens of Assembly meetings in the last 5 years since I moved back to Skagway. My mother served as an Assembly person in the late 70s, and she has instilled a value of community service into me that I'm trying to uphold. I think I am very good at finding common ground. I try to see divergent viewpoints and then find, you know, where those cross. I'm a very diligent person, honest. And I think one thing that I've observed is sometimes that things go to executive session too often. And there's been a feeling of distrust, I think, amongst the community about how many things are discussed without the public's participation. And I think that is something that we can definitely change. And the one other aspect that I would be very ardent in advocating for is more sales of land. I think that our town has very little available real estate, and that's really stifling the ability for younger people or people who are just here and really like it here and want to stay. There's very few opportunities to do that. As a builder, that obviously relates to my business, but it's something that people ask me constantly: when is the town going to sell land? Who's got property for sale? And there's hardly any. So that's something I really think that benefits all of Skagway. It increases the tax revenue. It promotes more people to be here year round. And I think that year round economy, we have such a boom in the summer, and then it's like a vacuum happens right about this time every year. And we can do a better job of diversifying our economy than simply putting all our eggs in the cruise ship basket.
Thank you.